What's happening, party people? Welcome to Two Guys and One Lapdog, the podcast. We're coming to you live from Full Grow Studios 1 here in Forest Grove, Oregon, this beautiful Thursday morning, or afternoon, or evening, depending on when you're listening to this. My name is Ryan Yoshida. I am one of three hosts here on this lovely day. To my right, bundled up in a blanket, you know her, you probably don't love her. It's Abuela. Abuela, tell the people good morning. Okay, she didn't even get up. That's all right, because sitting directly across from me, looking me in the eye, is our third host, Matt Mayer. Matt, how's it going?
Well, Ryan, much like Tuesday, I'm feeling dangerous, ready to do this thing. I have a huge OCHEM exam, and I am not super confident, but I'm just going to do it. Just got to send it, you know?
Let's be transparent. Yeah, Matt has a massive OCHEM exam here in about an hour. So if like we're mid-sentence and the podcast cuts off, that's because we were late and he has to get to his exam.
Yeah.
So just be prepared for
full transparency.
He also didn't study for this exam because he was preparing for this podcast. So respect that. I'm also battling not a cold, but I have some sort of nasal thing going on. So if I sound nasally...
I think it's a sinus infection.
It's not a sinus infection. I got it checked out. It's good.
It could be a fungal infection. It could have spread from your hands up to the nose. All right. Who knows?
We'll see. If I sound nasally, let me know.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just your normal voice.
You could leave a voicemail at 808-551-2474.
You know, I didn't have your phone number memorized before we started doing this podcast, but now I do because you're saying it all the goddamn time.
I have your number memorized.
What is it?
707-999. Never mind. Once again, that voicemail number is 808-551-2474. You can also DM us on Instagram at Two Guys and One Lapdog. Spell it all out. Should we jump into... Skipped a few things. You want to shout out some of the Teagle niche?
Yeah, I'm going to shout out a very particular doggy girl. But really quick, I just wanted to say nobody else is here with us other than the dog. But I did rearrange my chair so that now I'm looking out the window while I'm podcasting instead of looking at the TV that's usually turned off. And this is great. I can see the city. I can see what's going on. Love it. Wanted to give a shout out to Tevin Not the Shoes. She shed some light on a mystery that had been bothering me and Ryan for a while now. Turns out they don't add milk when they do the milk baths. There's actually a bath bomb that you can get at Lush, I believe is the name of the store. And it's a little thing that you just drop in the water and it turns into milk. And then you take photos in it. So shouts. She got us one of those.
Yeah, I don't really think it's milk. Is it milk?
It turns into milk, yeah.
It's drinkable milk?
Well, it's warm, so I don't know if you'd want to drink it, but it does turn into milk.
What if you just put it in cold water? No, I'm saying what if you were low on gallon milks?
Mm-hmm.
So you just bought a bunch of these,
that's what
chopped
those are.
Up a little bark, and then you just...
You pour a glass of water and you drop one of those in there and then it turns into milk.
There's no way.
No, oh yeah, oh way.
I don't believe
it's
that.
It's powdered milk.
All right, so we're going to put this to
just
test.
Just add water.
If you don't hear from us in a week, we died.
Because we're just drinking bath bombs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's not healthy. Yeah, I don't know if it turns into milk, traditional milk, turns into photography milk, which is nice. She got us one of those shouts. Our bathtub is a little gross. I don't know if I'm actually going to be taking a milk bath because our bathtub is too gross. But if anybody has a nice aesthetic bathtub, let us know.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That was going to be my next transition here. They call this a smooth segment, transy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Seggy trans.
Thanksgiving's coming up. We'll have a special episode with a special guest. Back by popular demand. He or she will be here. It's going to be some good special content.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's going to be a special episode. What do they call those?
I believe NPR Matt calls it a spepisode.
Yeah, spepisode. So we're going to have one of those for Thanksgiving. It's going to be huge.
That'll come... I don't really know when we want to release that because some people are going to be going home. Do we want them to have it for the drive?
Mm-hmm.
Let's interact. Let's engage.
Yeah, let's
let us know.
Out. Yeah.
But
we could drop it on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, whatever you guys want.
Just to shout out the pilgrims. Yeah. And the Native Americans.
Sorry, I'm having
some
issues.
Burping a lot right now, huh? Yeah. Is it that tea? You drinking that tea too fast? Or?
I haven't started drinking it. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sipping on Mint Medley. But you're going home
Sounds
for Thanksgiving.
Like a jewel flavor.
And I think I don't believe you have a bath. I've never seen a bath, but I think that could be a good place for you to maybe do this.
Uh-huh.
And I think more specifically, T-Gold Nation wants to see a milk bath photo shoot of one Leonard Mayer.
Yeah.
I don't know that we can get him.
I don't know if we can make that happen.
I don't think
he's a busy guy. He's hard to book. I don't know if I can get my dad in the tub. Can't remember the last time. I don't know if he's ever taken a bath in his entire life. He does take a lot of hot tubs, though, because he has some lower back pain. Loves the hot tub. Really helps, I think, soothe that.
Don't take hot tubs. We've had this discussion before, but we can't dive into it right now.
We absolutely cannot get into your fear of chlorinated water right now. We're not going to get into that. If there's anything that we're going to not do, it's get into the fact that you're afraid of public pools.
Thank you, Teva, for the milk bath.
Yeah, shouts.
Either Matt, his dad, his mom, his brother's girlfriend, maybe or their dogs
yeah.
will take a bath, and he'll take some photos of it, and we'll put it on the gram. You had something else you wanted to talk about, right? Before we jump into our morning
Yeah, you know what I did? So, like we said, OChem exam today. Was doing a little Khan Academy this morning, trying to cram. And
do you want to give the people your username and password so
no,
they can also
I don't have a username or password. Okay. I was just watching YouTube. But the ads, I don't watch like cable TV really ever other than on Sundays. And even then, it's kind of, you know, in and out. But a lot of commercials on YouTube, and these commercials are firing on all cylinders. They're pulling at my heartstrings, particularly the Nationwide commercials where they just have – I don't know. Is it Colby Calais? So they just have a woman.
Oh, no, it's – oh, my God, I know her.
She has a beautiful
– Tori.
Oh, yeah, Tori something. That's a good start, though.
She's good. She's super good.
She has a beautiful voice. She's playing the acoustic guitar, great singer, everything. But she's just singing the Nationwide slogan, and it's just emotional footage of a dad putting his daughter to bed, which is great, but it's so – like, it just – there's no factual anything. Like, there's no, you know, our rates are this. It's that, like, this is why you should choose our company. It's just purely, purely emotional.
So her name is Tori Kelly.
Tori Kelly, good for her.
And I agree with that, 100%. This is kind of completely off subject. This is just for T-Gold Nation. If you guys want a great, because it's Christmas, it's about to be Christmas season. If you want a good Christmas song, Pentatonix x Tori Kelly, Winter Wonderland / Don't Worry, Be Happy. It is excellent. I jam it all the time when I'm alone and I sing to it. It goes.
Yeah, you're a big Pentatonix boy, huh?
Pentatonix, I'm glad to say I've been riding with them day one. They're awesome. They've kind of fallen apart.
Are they really?
Guys have left. You know, really? It's fine. I don't want to dive into it right now. I want to go back to what you're saying about the commercials. Nationwide, especially.
Yeah.
Allstate has stayed pretty true. They got that main guy that just gets up and does his thing.
Yeah.
But Nationwide, have you seen the one? I don't know if this is Nationwide, but it's like the daughter, like she's riding a bike and she falls down and like the dad picks her up and she's crying.
It's
and
absurd.
It's all the majors. She goes to college and then she gets married and then the dad's crying. And
I'm not even a parent, dude. Imagine being a parent and having gone through those steps and like seeing your kid grow. Like, are you going to start crying when you're watching the Nationwide commercial at 7 p.m. on a Monday? Like,
what the hell?
Why are they doing that?
Well, what I do like too is like commercials used to only be really good. Like Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like that was when commercials peaked. But now it feels like the Super Bowl commercials are just like every other one we get.
It's insane.
Last night when I was watching Hulu, you were watching a little bit of it, but like you'll catch the middle ones. And like you'll be watching, I was watching Modern Family.
Yeah, good show.
I don't know if anybody has heard that show before. It's really good. It's under the wraps.
Indie. It's an indie.
It's indie TV. Yeah, it's indie sitcom. But like right through, it's a funny show. And then right in the middle of it, it hits you with one of those.
Mm-hmm. It's absurd.
And then it changes the pace of the show. I don't know.
It just changes my whole mind state. Real quick also, while we're on the subject of ads, I retweeted what has to be the craziest advertisement I'd ever seen in my entire life last night.
You retweeted it?
I retweeted it on my private @_rumgoblin, RUMGOBLIN.
You're still private, so the people cannot just see you.
Well, they can just follow me, and then I can accept.
But there's
no, I'm not private, am I? I don't think I'm private, man.
I don't even really use
Twitter. All right, well, okay, I'm going to go public on Twitter. I don't even know if I am or not. But anyway, I retweeted that ad, and it was crazy. It was like, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. If you have the means, please go check it out. Like, literally gave me chills. Unbelievable.
I'll tell you what.
And it was for a phone.
We'll post that ad to our Instagram.
Yeah.
And we'll do it to our Twitter. We'll get it up so you guys can see it. And let's dialogue about it. Yeah. For the love of God, engage in our comment section. But yeah, keep an eye out, because commercials are getting hot. Mm-hmm. Real quick.
Yeah.
We have a few morning announcements.
Yes.
Let's just get these out of the way. We kind of previously touched on it. Thanksgiving's coming up. Next week is going to be like a weird vacation week for most T-Gold Nation. Enjoy it. Don't even bother wearing jeans. Just wear sweatpants.
Get a little R&R.
Oh, yeah.
Come back. Finish the semester strong.
Tuesday will be a regular episode of just solid content. We're going to do the damn thing. And Thursday, it's a spepisode. Special guests, special episode. It's going to be...
Special laughs.
Lit, as Travis Scott would say. Did you have... you want to take the next morning announcement?
Yes. Shouts out to Sam, Samderson. It's huge from her for logging me... For creating a Sea Captain's Meet account for me and sending the confirmation to my work school email. That was tight.
It's not his work email. Please do not call it your work
email. This is my work, dude.
It's your school email.
My learning is my work.
That's not true. This, work entails that you get paid for or you get some sort of compensation for. I don't think that it's a work email.
You're a rich man? You got a lot of money in the bank? It's possessions don't make email. You rich, Ryan. I'm rich in knowledge. I'm rich in love.
That's
forever.
That's not meant to be. Don't flex.
I'm just saying. Possessions don't make you rich, man. Why define
possessions
rich?
Possessions literally make you rich.
That's not how I define richness.
Well, that's
my richness is life and love and knowledge.
So when you die, you're out.
I'll be a rich man.
Because when I die, I'll still have a lot of possessions. It's all about materials, dude. Don't let them fool you.
See, after last week and your take on climate change and expediting it, yeah, Teagle Nation is going to sit down for you.
I do not want to get back into that.
Yeah, we shouldn't, because that's going to waste the whole
episode. We can't derail this whole episode. We can't lose all the content we created. Yeah. Sam, that was hilarious.
Shouts.
I would like to...
Sea Captain's Meat is also it's like Farmer's Meat or Christian Mingle. It's just a dating site for sea captains, nautical folks.
Makes sense, though, because they don't have a whole lot of time to just be doing dates.
Well, they're just going to be at port for like a week, right? And, you know, they're probably not on Tinder. Who wants to swipe right on
I so badly want to plug your email again just to see how many more...
Have you gotten
emails?
You guys, that this goes both ways, right? I can just start signing you up for random shit on your school email,
I don't
too.
Sign you up. I let Teagle Nation sign you up.
Well, I'm a member of Teagle Nation, so I'll just start signing you up.
I'm also a member, so we're just going to end up with just a bunch of signing each other.
Okay.
Have you gotten any emails from them or anything distraction. Like that?
Just asking me to confirm my account, which I did not do, and I will not be logging into that. I don't want to... Not only do I... already have a sea captain that I'm dating. I don't want to spend my time on seacaptainsmeet.com.
You don't have to date them. What if they could just want to take you on their boat?
I don't want to meet.
There's implications at sea.
The coast is like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, they can take you out, fish.
Also, really quick, can I get your opinion on that take I texted into the group earlier about a lake being just a reverse island? Really quick.
I mean...
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I feel like so, right?
How?
An island
is land in the middle of water. A lake is water in the middle of land. It's a reverse island, dude.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, when you that's crazy, like that, huh? That's crazy, huh? You think about that, man. That'll turn your whole day around. Well, it's nuts. You can take that to the bank.
It's way too early in the episode for you to be...
Put that in your back pocket.
Oh, my God.
Crazy, huh?
So Matt is all upset over one subscription that has absolutely...
I'm not all upset. I'm just saying...
That has done nothing. Like you didn't confirm it, so you're not going to get any more emails. Whereas for me, I put my body on the line for this podcast.
You did.
Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing shorts all winter. You had one email sent to you that you no longer will get.
I'm a noted sensitive guy.
You're too
sensitive. I can't handle
for
that much
radio.
Stress.
I'm way too sensitive for radio.
They said I was too sensitive for TV, so I switched over to radio, and now I'm too sensitive for this too. So
didn't they used to say that you just had a really good face for radio? Back in elementary school.
Oh, yeah. That's what my mom would tell me growing up. But yeah.
It's kind of rude. We got some voicemails. Teagle Nation, you stood up. So as a man of my word.
Stretching their legs.
I am stuck wearing shorts all winter. And let me tell you, I took some trial runs. This is going to be a challenge. Let's play some voicemails.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and leave a message and say that this counts as one vote. Towards the no pants in winter. I'd love to see that. All right, thank you.
So that doggy boy did not say his name, but I'm going to expose him anyway. That's one Jacob Wagner.
Is that at Vags on Instagram?
At Vags on Instagram, VVAGS.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, all this noise happening is Matt in his chair.
It's the lazy boy is just falling apart right now.
He's really tainting on Vags' airtime. Vags, it's a day one. He's from the womb to the tomb. As many Instagram models say. Thank you for that vote. I'd also like to note, this is an important note, that he used to go to school in Chicago, where it gets much colder than Oregon. So I think there's a little bit of malice behind that. I think he knows what's coming to me.
Malice in Wonderland? Snoop Dogg album, early 2000s?
I don't listen to that kind of...
It's a good album. Malice in Wonderland. It's a play on Alice in Wonderland. I believe it is a book.
Okay. I never really.
Or maybe that's Through the Looking Glass. Malice in Wonderland.
If I'm being honest, I was never a big Snoop Dogg guy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's an OG, man.
He's a, I mean, I like Jimmy Juice and all those kind of stuff. I just never really got into him. Like, sure. I never really had access to that.
What about Snoop Lion?
Trash.
Whoa.
Trash.
Snoop That's Lion a scorching hot take.
Snoop Lion is
Snoop
trash.
Lion is tight, dude. Snoop Lighters Lion's up, baby. Lighters up. It's a hit.
We'll do a Snoop Lion segment. Vags, thank you for your voicemail. That's one vote. All we need is three. I think we might have him.
Oh, my God.
Dude, stop.
Hey, Ryan and Matt. This is Teva, not the shoes. And I was just calling to get Ryan's take on Teva, the shoes with socks. He has, like, weighed in on both Chacos and Burks, but I was just curious what he thinks about Teva's with socks. Also, I just would like to say, I think Ryan should have to wear shorts all winter, but I think when you guys go skiing / snowboarding, he should be allowed to wear tights under them. But I think the short fall winter is a very good choice. Thanks for making great content. Bye.
Teva, thank you for liking our great content, first and foremost. To your point about Teva's and socks, that's also trash. And I know that these takes are not popular with the folk on the mainland, as they call it, or continental United States, for the government history folk. Sandals and socks makes no sense. They have no purpose at all. Now, in the summertime, in the spring, if you're just wearing Teva's, Chakras, or whatever.
Burks is the word you're looking for.
If you're wearing those, that's fine. That's a stylistic choice. But why would you ever wear socks and sandals when it's cold, potentially rainy? It just makes absolutely no sense.
It's almost as nonsensical as wearing shorts all winter.
Unless Tego Nation stood up. All of my Scott boys out there and girls, and all of my Rainbow boys and girls, they know. Sandals are just not a very good look. I'm just going to say it. Personally, never wore them. Never will wear them. If I'm swimming in a river, sure, they make a lot more sense than Scott's, because Scott's break, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
They're still trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, he sat up.
That's just quite the take.
Oh, he sat up.
Yeah, I'm sitting up. I'm standing up.
Is he going to give it? Is he going to put me in a headlock here?
No, I'm not going to put you. I think we're just going to play the next voicemail.
Hey, this is Anika, podcast listener. I'm just calling in to say that, yes, I agree that Ryan should have to wear shorts all winter, because he said that. That's kind of his fault. I do not agree that he should go snowboarding or skiing without pants on for health reasons. Like, if you're going to wear shorts, you should at least wear, like, some leggings or something underneath. Like, no one wants frostbite. Yeah, but also, you should start doing, like, what are the odds whenever either you, like, say you're going to do really dumb things, because what are the odds is a great game that you could do live. Sweet. Bye.
Anika, thank you for that voicemail. I will now, officially, we have three calls. All we needed was, I believe, like one or two. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm wearing shorts all winter. We will be posting daily pictures so that you know that I'm doing it, to keep me honest. With that being said, winter officially starts on December 22nd. So come December 22nd, I will be wearing shorts all winter. Now there's a little bit of a caveat. I have a few family events that I have to attend, and they require pants. I believe you'll be there for one of them.
What is it?
It's a country club dinner. I have a country club folk.
What?
I'm one of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I'm stoked. So I got to bring my slacks, is what
I don't
you're
know
me.
The dates per se. I think it's like maybe the 26th. So you wouldn't be there, but I don't know why it would be the 26th. I don't know.
Yeah. The day after the
there's a few little caveats where I will be required to wear pants. Other than that, I will be wearing shorts all of winter.
That's going to be lit.
We'll keep each other honest while I go snowboarding. I will not wear leggings because I'm a man of my word. Anika and Teva, we never said leggings. So suck on that.
Nice.
With that being said, I think we're going to start implementing What Are the Odds?
Yeah, we're going to have to. What are the odds that we start implementing What Are the Odds?
1 in 100.
1 in 1.
What Are the Odds used to be a really fun game, but then it got weird.
It can get out of control.
It's super intense.
It can get out of control. I believe that this is the same Anika that actually just shot us a DM on the gram, calling us out for our water polo take, saying that it was a trash take and that it's a tight sport. I don't think that that's true.
I never said it was not a tight sport. Mm-hmm. I used to go to water polo games all through high school. They're awesome.
I've never seen a game of water polo in my entire life.
It's tight. You should check them out.
Really?
And to that point, Anika, it's just hard to understand, seeing as though we've only ever played land sports.
Mm-hmm. I'm a terrestrial boy.
But you're a lifeguard. Don't let the people play that.
Well, I am still.
You're
it's
not.
It's expired, but I still have the card, you know.
You couldn't work as a lifeguard legally.
I could just get it recerted real quick, and it passed with flying colors, because I've been through it before.
Could you save?
Have you ever have you ever saved another person's life?
I've saved a dog's life. I've saved our dog's life.
How so?
In my head, in my dreams.
I guess at night when she's cold, because she would freeze to death if she didn't sleep with you.
I guess we'll find out when you come to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. 808 State.
Who the better swimmer is? I don't think it's me. I'm gonna be honest. I really don't think it's me.
Yeah, I mean, I also don't spend a lot of my time just swimming in the ocean. If I'm in the ocean, I'm either on a boat or I have like a surfboard. You know, so I don't
just because you're from Humboldt.
Yes, where it is cold.
The oceans are really nice, right?
They are nice. They're beautiful.
Like they're fun to swim in. People come from miles. People vacation to swim in the waters.
People don't vacation. I don't think per se to swim. I have swam, but I'm wearing a wetsuit.
Do people vacation in Humboldt? Is that
hell yeah? Really? You vacation in Humboldt?
I never vacation in Humboldt. It was a business trip.
No.
That's not a travel destination.
No, Humboldt's tight. Oh yeah, it's a big travel destination.
Is it?
Have you ever been to the Redwood State National Park?
I have.
And what'd you think? That's a scorching.
It's a 9 out of 10. It's a 9 out of 10.
That's a scorching hot take.
It's not a 10 out of 10. It's 9 out of 10. There's a few things they need to do better, but I've emailed them. They know.
You emailed the National Park Service?
Yes, I did. No. Thank you, T-Gold Nation, for the voicemails. We genuinely love getting those voicemails. I love sitting in class. The phone rings. I'm like in the middle. I got one when I was in the middle of a test, and that was weird, but keep them coming, man. That's funny. To hear it. Like we've said, we don't have a whole lot of friends, so when you guys call us and give us voicemails, it's like we have friends, you know? But yeah, I'll be wearing shorts all winter. That will start on December 22nd. You can go ahead and check that one out. At Two Guys and One Lapdog on Instagram, we'll post daily stories.
Yeah, this is exciting for me because you always are talking shit about like wearing jeans and pants and stuff like that. And now you're really going to have to put your money where your mouth is. So, and it's been like 40 degrees every day. So this is huge.
Thing about that too is that it's not even as cold as it's about to be.
No.
Like 40 degrees is like
well, nice. And then imagine once the old rain starts to fall.
That's what they say. Yeah. When the rain starts to fall, people get tall.
Ooh. All right, what's next? Oh, okay. So first official Throwback Thursday, hashtag TBT.
This is a new segment. Is what I think you were going with.
Yes.
We're introducing a new segment. It's called Throwback Thursday. Really kind of just going to throw it back to different things in our lives.
Pretty self-explanatory.
But you didn't even tell them it was a segment. It's just a throwback. It's Thursday.
It's hashtag Throwback Thursday.
So what really got us thinking about this was that we were kind of Matt brought it up and I kind of got us thinking about like back on Instagram when it first came out, like the hashtag TBTs that would be done.
Hashtag
like,
follow for follow.
That was a big hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag TBT.
It was any given Thursday. It was just throwbacks.
Oh, yeah. So we're gonna give you guys our personal Throwback Thursdays. And as always, feel free to tell us your Throwback Thursdays.
Yeah, I would love to hear some TBTs from some listeners.
Do you want to give them our first TBT?
Yeah, I think that our first TBT is we're going to throw it back to last summer.
2017.
Yes, summer 2017, when myself, you, another one of our classmates, Sean, shout out Sean.
Shawnee Punani. Or Shawnee Tsunami.
Or Shawnee Tsunami. Took a upper division humanities course in the city of Berlin, Germany. So that entailed us just getting in a plane, flying to Amsterdam and then to Berlin and just spending 2 weeks there, just absolutely raging face and learning about German culture.
Yeah, kind of the weird backstory is our school has a like language requirement, which in and of itself is crazy to me.
Yeah, but I can already speak English. That's all I need. Everybody speaks English. That's what they don't tell you, is that when you go to other places, literally everybody speaks English.
But when we were sophomores, I signed up for Spanish.
Thinking that
this would be easy. Mm-hmm. I already have the look. It's fine. I'll just blend right in. But I quickly learned how difficult learning a new language is. It's not easy.
Not easy.
Matt, however, took 4 years of German.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a German speaker.
A Deutsch speaker.
Yeah.
So Matt had already taken it. He didn't bother to test out, which there is an option to test
out. How's this? I did test out and I tested out and then I just was like, I'll just take it. Like, screw it. It'll be easy. It was an easy A.
So the requirement is you have to take one class, a full year of classes, meaning you take one semester and then the next level, the second semester.
Yeah, up to 102.
So 101 is the intro. 102 is a little bit difficult and then you're good. You meet the requirement. Matt tested into 102. So he could have just done one semester, but being that boy and being a true homie, he said, you know what? If you take it with me, I'll help you out. So we both took it our first semester sophomore year. Did it again second semester. Shout out Frau Lorley.
Shouts.
She listens religiously.
Mm-hmm.
She was our professor where she was a professorin.
Yeah, and she's crazy too. She was going hard in the paint in Berlin. She was like waking up at 5 a.m, going on like 10-mile runs through the city. She is crazy.
So to wrap up the backstory, we studied German. We're pretty fluent in the language. I don't want to say that I'm bilingual, but we are. And we went ahead and went over the pond, sent it to Berlin. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I'm not a very adventurous person.
I believe that was your first time out of the country. Is this true?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Matt, however, he is what they say, a go-getter on the streets. Is that what they say?
Gung-ho.
Gung-ho. He fires from the hip.
Yeah.
He's been across. He's been over the pond. He goes over the pond every other week. So we went to Berlin. We actually signed up on German night, didn't we?
Yeah, we just signed up randomly, kind of a spur-of-the-moment decision because there was some other people in the class going. So we're all over there. It's like maybe 11, 12 people, close-knit group.
Yeah. Just the homies. The school year ended. Our sophomore year ended, and we stayed here in Oregon for an extra 2 weeks, and then we left. Mm-hmm. We flew into Amsterdam. From Amsterdam, went into Berlin.
I'll tell you, after that like 12-hour flight to Amsterdam, that Heineken, ice-cold Heineken from the tap in Amsterdam was like the peak of my existence. Oh, that was the best beer I've ever drank in my entire life.
And for maybe those folks that have not gone over the pond, when we were in Amsterdam, I don't know if this is in every European country, but they have smoking boxes.
Yes.
Where they, in the inside the airport, you can go into
it. It was like an aquarium.
Yeah.
But with no water.
What is it?
Terrarium. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Where they were just smoking. And like you walk by and you're just getting, it's like a chimney, dude. You're just getting hit with tobacco smoke.
Full disclosure, we just wanted to experience it. So we walked in.
Hard to breathe.
For about a minute. And we walked out and it felt like I'd smoked.
It's incredibly lightheaded.
10 packs of cigarettes. Yeah, I couldn't
guarantee took years off my life with that move, that idiotic move.
Flew into Berlin. We did a lot of walking. I think we logged like 18 miles.
It was it was like over 10 miles a day. That's the other thing they don't tell you. You're going to be walking a shitload no matter where you go.
There's a lot to unpack in Berlin as we're going through it.
If I could sum up the trip in one brief story, it would be getting there and it being like 3 a.m. our time, but like 10 a.m. their time or like noon their time. So just being absolutely gassed, having to do an entire day of like museums and shit, and then going out. And for the first like couple days that we were there, maybe 5 days, the other thing they don't tell you about Europe is they are out until like 4 a.m. every night, no matter what.
Why don't you give the people just a brief one day schedule that we did?
Yeah. All right. So an average day starts at, 12 a.m? So 1 a.m. What? So at 1 a.m. when the day officially starts, we're at Dimitrix, which was a club across the river.
No, I meant like when do we, what's call time
for breakfast? Oh, call time was what, like 8 a.m.
for breakfast?
7:30 for breakfast. So wake up at 7 just feeling awful, go down, eat some bread and lunch meat because that's what the Germans have for breakfast, which of course go.
It's like bread, eggs, and deli meat.
Yeah, and just go and eat and go to museums and just experience culture all day until like 4.
experience
culture. Look at try and get Wi-Fi wherever you can at any given cafe or random thing. Get back to the hostel at like 3. Just fall asleep because you're so tired. Wake up at like 5. Go to the store, buy a beer, which is like 15 cents. Drink like 10 of those and then just go to Dimitrix and be there till 4 a.m. the next day.
Yeah, I never drank 10 of those beers. I'm going to just be honest. Your boy's not a big drinker. I mean, I don't know where I'm going with this one. But we would start, like Matt said, we'd do the whole culture experience. But at certain points, like we would stop off and like we would detour from the group, slip into cafes and like grab their Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd send your text home like still alive. Yep. And then we'd play Game Pigeon for about an hour.
Dude, Game Pigeon was my life when I was
abroad.
We'd
do like the Knockout Penguins, Tic-Tac-Toe, whatever. And then we'd
the Knockout Penguins.
And then we would hit another museum, right? So that was like our lunch break was we'd play, get on some Wi-Fi, hit another museum. Cumulative now, we've walked about 15 miles.
Yeah. Knees are killing you.
The hostels, for those maybe that don't know, they're very just cheap, affordable hotels. They're not as nice, but you can get them for like 11 euros a day, which is awesome. I highly recommend.
And the whole squad shares a room.
Whole squad. Like four beds in a room. Matt and Shawnee Tsunami were all in one room. We'd get back at like 4:30 or 5. We'd have 3 hours till dinner. So we'd sit there and we'd play Game Pigeon for about an hour.
And just rest.
And then we'd fall asleep. So we'd take like a quick maybe hour and a half power nap. Wake up, go to dinner. Come back, play more Game Pigeon till maybe about 10, and then we'd be at a club or somewhere till about 4 or 5 a.m. Come back, catch another 2 hours of sleep, and go out and do
it. I had never slept so little and ingested so much alcohol in like a. I could never live in Europe because I would go off the rails.
Really?
Well, I mean, if that's the schedule, 3 hours of sleep a day and just like.
Well, see, the thing about the Europeans, and I don't want to generalize because mm-hmm. we do have a few listeners over the pond. Mm-hmm. This is just our experience.
Sure, it's a multinational.
Theoretically 9 hours of sleep, but you spread that out mm-hmm. over three separate nap times so that you're never really asleep. You're always raging, or you're embracing
very optimized,
just getting culture.
It's like a waking. It's like a waking dream.
Berlin's a fun place to go. We use the U-Bahn, which is essentially like their subway system.
I had like memorized the subway system by the end of it all.
It's so efficient. You don't ever have to drive. You can bike everywhere. It's a great
something
city.
That I did notice that did not seem super efficient to me was that it was like 90 degrees and humid in Berlin, and every single person other than us dumb shit Americans was wearing denim. At least a denim jacket and denim shorts, or denim pants and a denim jacket and like a collared shirt. It seemed so sweaty and uncomfortable. I cannot imagine.
And those people were riding bikes.
Always, everywhere.
And
which
I was,
is huge.
We were walking and swamp ass was at an all time high.
It had never been worse. I was in shorts, board shorts meant for like swimming and just optimization, runners and a t-shirt, and I was so sweaty and messed up.
And the worst part was we'd take our backpacks so we could carry, I had like 4 or 5 bottles of water in mm-hmm. my bag. And you'd have like your laptop, whatever you need. And like the back sweat was just disgusting.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
But let's just say Berlin as a city somehow or another stole something from me, Matt, and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Tsunami. Mm-hmm. Shawnee Tsunami. At some point throughout the trip, we all lost mm-hmm. something to Berlin.
Berlin took a token from each of us.
What did you lose?
50 euros the first night.
First night, right out of the gates. 50 euros.
50
gone.
Euro bill just out of my pocket, gone. No idea where it is. Somewhere on the floor of Dimitrix. Sean lost his health. Yeah, that lifestyle, that schedule that we described, it caught up to about 33% of us.
We were there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And,
which is a long time. You don't realize how long
credits
it is.
To us and to Sean. We survived. We made it through. Sean made it through about a week and a half before Berlin got the better of him.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, we stayed at a total of 3 hostels.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, we had bought gutter alcohol, gutter vodka. Because the drinking age, we were all legal there. So it was gutter vodka.
Yeah, this was before we were at
And we were like, okay, because at this point, money was low. And it's very hard to get money if you're over there.
Yes.
So we, you know, figured out if we just get really, really intoxicated before the clubs, we don't need to buy anything in mm-hmm. the clubs.
Naturally.
Alcohol is cheap in the clubs. We should have just done that. But we bought gutter vodka. And we just passed that bottle around until it was finished. And we looked over and Sean was like, I don't feel good. And just puked it. All the alcohol he consumed, puked it out. And I was like, what's going on? He's like, my stomach just doesn't hold well. So he threw up all the alcohol and then just was fine the rest of the night.
And then he just had to get it out of his system, figure it out, and then he was good to go.
Vodka Red Bulls all night.
It caught up to him. He came down with a little bit of strep, I think, at one point. Maybe had to go to the hospital over there, which was free. Free health healthcare over there.
It did take him about 38 hours to get an appointment, though. Because remember, he got his first dosage of medicine, which actually made it worse because he was allergic to that medicine.
Yeah, that was – the language barrier was very, very real. Anyways, from him, Berlin took health. And from you, what did Berlin take?
So you know how they always say, like, when you go to a foreign country, when you leave your normal home, be on the lookout, take care of yourself. People are going to take advantage of you. I was that person that got taken advantage of. I succumbed to the typical, like, 3 coconuts, where's the
ball?
The ball.
Yeah.
The thing was, I didn't even know that was happening.
Classic gypsy scheme.
They were just yelling at me, like, $50, $50, $50. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then they said, point to one. And I was like, what do you mean? I just gestured in the general direction, and I lost somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I felt gypped. But I fell into that trap. It was one over those bridges. Yeah. Watch out, guys. Yeah.
If you're going to cross any bridges, the trolls aren't under the bridge. They're on top, and they're faking that they're gambling. There's no actual gambling going on. They're all in a in cahoots with one another. It's just crazy.
If you see a group of people yelling and cheering, and it looks really inviting, don't check it out. No, just keep on walking.
It's meant to be. It's meant to look inviting. Keep your head down.
It's a trap.
Yeah, it is
a
trap.
It's a trap.
From you, I believe Berlin took your trust, your faith in humanity.
Actually, that was pretty early.
That shook you to the core.
That was
when
like 4
happened.
Days in, and I transitioned the backpack from the back to the front, mm-hmm. thinking that was going to help me.
Mm-hmm. No.
Maybe
they're not going to steal from you. They're going to make you give them money.
They're
going
to make you put the money out for them to take.
Yeah, they've surpassed the pickpocketing stage of stealing.
Can I pull a curtain all the way back on this?
You may.
Real quick. Going across to Europe is really fun. And it had a great crew. Matt, shout out Dakota, shout out Sean, Shawnee Tsunami, shout out Frau Lorley, everybody. But there was a breaking point for me. There was a point because
there was a point where you went just kind of insane.
I didn't have the international plan, so I couldn't. If I didn't have Wi-Fi, I couldn't do anything. And the second hostel that we stayed in, I could not, for whatever reason, get on the Wi-Fi. I couldn't do it. Like, my phone wasn't connecting, so we had to use, and we had, like, 3 burner phones throughout the class that you had to share. And you only had 10 minutes worth of call on that phone, and you had to share it amongst people, so you couldn't just sit there and talk for 10 minutes. And I took it, and I was like, I need to borrow the phone, I gotta call home. So I pull it open, I call my family back home, and I'm like, how's it going? And they're, like, talking, and I'm like, if I don't make it back, like, I just want to tell you guys I love you. And they're like, what do you mean? You're on vacation.
You're on a school trip.
I was on vacation. You're not going to make it back. Vacation, and I was like, I think Berlin has me. It felt like that the Hangover 2 when Bangkok took Teddy. Like, I thought I was Teddy, and I was like, this is it. Like, there's no way.
I just remember a point at where we were missing the stage so much that every morning it would just be wake up, and first thing that happens is we play Proud to Be an American, and the whole room sits there, and that we listen, and we love our country, and then we go about our day.
We open the windows. Like, there's always 3 of us, me, Matt, and Sean, or me, Matt, and Dakota.
Yeah.
We open the windows, we'd put our phones by the window, and we'd stand there, take our hats off, and just stand
at attention. You just salute, and you play that song loud and proud. You don't realize how much you miss your country until you're not in it.
Oh, yeah.
Can't imagine, the armed forces, shout out. I also remember when you were missing American culture so much that you were just going and seeing American movies in the theater pretty much every day. How many movies would you say you saw over there?
We only saw 2.
Oh, just 2?
Oh, that was a cool one. Yeah, we had 2 off days spread out. Mm-hmm. And what most of our classmates did, which was probably the move,
yeah.
They went out to another, because it's only like 50 euros to go somewhere else. So they went to Amsterdam, they went to
Italy,
Rome,
yeah.
Italy. We went to a movie.
But that was tight, dude. The movies were tight.
Like, tell the people what happened.
Pretty much, Ryan is admittedly a huge Rock fan. I know it's weird. He's a huge fan of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's weird. It's a little obsessive. It's creepy. But he was coming out with Baywatch, and so it was going to debut in Europe before America. And so Dwayne The Rock Johnson was actually going to be at the theater that we were at because they were premiering the movie, and we were standing in line behind the red carpet, whatever, waiting to see him. Ryan was just absolutely juiced. Like, I'd never seen, it was like a kid in a candy shop. It was hilarious. But he ended up not coming because he was, there had been that bombing in London or something.
We used our off day to go to this TV and movie museum because I think we have to write a paper. So I was like, we can just do it on this. We ended up taking like a 4-hour nap. Like, we went to the museum, we walked through it, and there was a section where they had TV monitors playing like weird documentaries.
So and all,
like,
chairs, really and comfortable chairs.
Really comfortable chairs. So we sat down and we all put our headphones on, and we woke up 2 hours later sitting in the museum asleep.
That was huge.
But then we got up and we were like, okay, let's go out. It's called the Sony Center. For all those in Berlin, you know what we're talking about.
Sony Center.
We walk out of the Sony Center, and next thing we know, the middle of the arena was transformed into a beach. They had beach out.
What was previously like a playground and concrete was just
everywhere. Yeah. Beach chairs.
They moved in a pool. A DJ. It was a party.
It was all Baywatch themed. So we're like, oh, there must be something going on. Maybe they're doing this later. So we went ahead and watched Pirates of the Caribbean that had come out, and it was in English. I was tired of hearing German.
Yeah, it was great.
Sean
to hear.
And Matt were catering to my lack of ability to.
It was great to see Johnny Depp, a familiar face.
Yes,
you know?
And it was English. It was beautiful. Yeah. But we went in the movie and came out at about 4 o'clock, and
security everywhere.
Thousands of people. Yeah. There was the red carpet rolled out. People were excited, and we're like, "What is happening?" Mm-hmm. We asked some friendly Germans, and they let us know what was happening.
Probably the only friendly ones in the whole country.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, naturally, Matt and Sean were like, oh, that's kind of cool. I was freaking out. Like, I hadn't done my hat. I looked like a mess, so I bought Matt's hat off of him.
I was wearing a hat, and Ryan's hair was messy, so he just bartered it off me.
I just bartered it
so that
right
he didn't look
him.
Bad for The Rock when
and
The
I
Rock
made
walked
them,
by.
I was like, dude, don't worry. Like, they're coming. Like, we're going to stay. We stood against the metal rails for 2 hours waiting, and we, like, slowly nudged our way to the front. Like, Sean and Matt were kind of just like, luckily we had Wi-Fi, so they were like on their phone. Yeah, exactly. We're waiting. We're getting super excited. And then this lady comes out and gives this huge monologue in German.
Yeah, I didn't understand a word.
So, of course, we missed it all. The girls next to us tell us, hey, they're not coming, because that was right after the bombing in Massachusetts. They were still.
I think you mean London, with the one with Ariana Grande. I don't know why you said Massachusetts. That's a little weird.
I'm getting worked up again. I'm getting worked up.
Because you missed. Yeah, so pretty much we ended up not seeing Dwayne The Rock Johnson after committing about half a day to seeing Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Like, he was like 50 feet away from us. And that was the worst
And
part.
He was posting Instagram stories of other fans sneaking into his hotel and like him taking pictures with the fans and like being super chill. And it just could have been you. You were right there and you screwed it up. You know, you could have snuck into his hotel and got pictures with him and done the whole thing. Those people were crying because they were so happy to meet Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he's your hero, and you missed it.
I'll be honest, if I met him, I would have cried. I wouldn't have been able to stand up, dude. If I saw him, I physically would not be able to stand up, I don't think. Like, I'd be one of those fans that like falls to the ground. And I'm like maybe have a seizure or something. Like, I'd be so excited.
I don't understand why. What? I mean, he seems like a nice guy. He's like a good actor and stuff, but I just don't understand the.
Oh my God. The
upset. All right. Yeah. We got to talk about something else. That's Throwback Thursday, and I'm sure that was more than any of you bargained for.
Should we just, like...
We might just have to just call it after that.
Let's dive into a little bit more of Throwback Thursday. We'll save what we got.
Yeah.
Because we have a really good segment. We have another new segment that we're going to push to Tuesday.
Yeah. Shouts out to Trouble Drew.
So we're doing Space Facts, and we're doing the T-Gold Pronunciation Bee on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We'll also be doing the Crockpot.
Space Facts. It's going to be tight.
It's going to be lit. Matt's going to run that section. It'll be really cool. So stay tuned.
And the pronunciation bee. Excited for that.
I don't know how well that Throwback Thursday worked. That was fun for me to just
relive that. That was fun for me because you're just so weird.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Let us know what you thought about that segment. I think that has...
Also, I don't want to expose anybody really quick, but there is a decent chance that our professor, who is above 60, was engaging in nudist activities. So,
do you want to explain?
I mean, pretty much we went to Potsdam, which was like a suburb of Berlin, and we were out there just checking it out, went to a museum or something, and there's a lake, and it was hot. And so we were all going to hop on the train and go back to the city. We were going to hop on the train and go back to the city. And
this is good.
Our professor said she was going to stay, which is great, and then saw her later at the hotel and asked, like, you know, oh, how was it? And she's like, oh, it was great. You know, I went swimming. And this woman is a badass. She's like 65, maybe. Bikes everywhere, super fit, super skinny, just like kind of like wrinkled and old. And she's badass. She skis and like just...
You remember how we said that we were logging about... We actually logged these. Matt had the app, so he logged how many miles. And we were clocking about 15 miles. She would be running 5 to 8 miles before our day
started. Yeah, like 6 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so when we were getting back from the club, she was...
Leaving. Textbook badass. But yeah, and then, I don't know, get back to the hostel, ask her how her day was. She's like, you know, it was great. I went swimming. Oh, and I asked her, like, oh, like, that's cool. Like, how did you go swimming? Like, you just had the clothes that you were wearing. Like, you didn't have a bathing suit or anything. And she just turned and looked at me and just giggled and then just walked away. And I don't know what the implication was there. I don't know if she bought a bikini when she was out there. I don't think that she did because she just had denim. She had denim pants and a t-shirt. I was putting two and two together. Crazy. Very European of her.
She did invite us, which is even crazier.
Yeah, she invited us to come to the lake, which is...
I don't think she meant anything weird by it. This is a German. I'm in
like,
Germany.
Yeah, like this is Europe. I'm gonna do European things. Oh, yeah. It's time to party. Yeah, so that would have been a different experience, different way to end that trip, but
one last story from Berlin that I wanna tell the people about and you to relive with me real quick. it was towards the end, tail end of the trip. Everybody was ready to go home at that point. Mind you, Matt was going to be in Europe for another month and a half.
Yeah, I was not going home. I was going to...
He was going to
travel.
Keep doing this.
Continue
doing
to travel.
Yeah. This was the warm-up for his match. Mm-hmm. We went to some odd district, and we watched this... I don't even know what it was called. It was just like a play of some sort. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It was a play. We went to go watch a play. It was a very interpretive, very alternative play.
Indie alternative.
Very indie. And mind you, it's one of those nights where we maybe slept like 2 hours and this thing is at like, you know, it's at like noon. And we get into the theater and it is dark and hot.
Let's pretext one thing. So we went in and like, we had made it a thing that everywhere we went, we were trying to grab a drink, some sort of Pilsner, light beer.
Yeah. It keeps you going. That's how you stay alive. You keep that buzz going pretty much.
And we got there and every place we went had it. So we asked them like, do you guys have beer? And they said, yes. So we're like, awesome. Can we get three? Pull them out. We look at the label. They're non-alcoholic.
Yeah. It was like a Bex. It was a Bex. I was not. That was a red flag that I didn't see.
And then we walk in and it was humid.
Maybe 80 degrees of just human sweat.
Mind you, there was like 30 seats in that thing.
Yeah. Everybody's packed together like sardines. And this interpretive dance starts. And pretty much the whole point of this creative interpretive dance was that she wasn't going to dance. And just make – her whole thing was she was making the audience uncomfortable. So she would just sit there and stare at us and just not dance and not do anything. And it was – I fell asleep because I was so bored.
Yeah. So what happened was we started watching it. And about 5 minutes in, I look over and Matt's head is like completely on top of the chair, like neck all the way back. Sean, his head is in his chest asleep. So I'm like, screw it. I'd start taking a nap. And then throughout the show, we all woke up at separate times to see each other asleep. Mm-hmm. The show felt like it was about 8 hours long. Oh my God.
And I'll just never forget leaving that theater finally after what felt like years of interpretive German dance, which is the craziest shit you'll ever see in your life. And our professor just going, oh my God, wasn't that so good? I was like, honestly, Frau Lorley, I don't remember a damn thing other than taking a nap.
We all came out. I think Scott managed to stay awake through the duration of that thing.
He was one of few.
We got out of the theater and immediately she started debriefing and everybody had like the really glassy eyes. Like nobody knew what was going on. And like she was just hitting us with all these facts and we were just trying to pretend like we had managed to stay awake. We did not.
That was the hardest. Like I had never – that was a hard day.
Extremely.
That was a crazy cultural event was going to watch that interpretive dance. I'm not a huge dance guy. Shout out to all the dancers. It's great. I love it. But
it wasn't the dance that put me to sleep.
It was the lack of dancing.
Temperature.
Sure.
That was what it was like. So I was wearing warm.
A warm, wet blanket of just moisture and air.
It was like I'm sitting in like an 80-degree classroom wearing a wool sweater and my snowboarding pants. Mm-hmm. So everything is like clammy and like naturally I just want to fall asleep.
It was the only way out.
That was wild.
Yeah, that was crazy.
There
will be more Berlin stories.
I thought that was going to at some point switch over to like an orgy type situation, which I was worried about. I was like, I'm not ready to do this. Like, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah,
like,
for me, didn't really think that. Didn't really know what was.
You didn't get that vibe?
Really, I did not get that vibe. I just didn't really know what was going to happen because it was supposed to be a dance and she wasn't dancing, which was, I don't know. It's just art, man. Art.
That's our first Throwback Thursday. Let us know what you think. If that made any sense, if that was at least entertaining for you, then we did our job.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to wrap this episode up. Matt's got to get to his test. Mm-hmm. But real quick, we're going to tell the people what we're doing because we're a bunch of weekend fucking warriors, baby.
Whoa, that's one.
What's up?
That's
Let's
one.
Go.
What's your weekend look like?
Oh, nothing. I have nothing.
Yeah, you're working on Friday night, right?
I work Friday. I have an event to cater on Sunday, but Saturday we're doing a hike.
Oh, yeah. Probably going to go out. Dude, I'm trying to hit the Painted Hills. Who knows? One of the Seven Wonders.
That's so far away.
Oh, is it really?
I think.
Well, I'm going to have to get on Google. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get out, get a little nature time. The past couple Saturdays, I've spent them at the whim of Rolling Rock. And so I kind of want to do something that isn't Rolling Rock involved for at least most of Saturday. So yeah, thinking about going out, getting a little fresh air. Friday, probably going to toss though.
Real quick. Yeah, Friday, we're definitely going to toss.
Yeah, let's
toss. On the Instagram for Tuesday, we had Bumble with other stuff. Shout out Tevin, not the shoes, for the whole right or left swipe.
Smart.
Everybody swiped right on all four of them.
Really?
All three of them. So.
What about exercise?
Swiped right. It was close. It was the closest margin.
I believe that I swiped left.
You did, as did a few others.
Yeah.
I think there was some confusion because it was a picture of The Rock just looking yoked.
Yeah.
So I think people did understand.
It was very on brand that you would post a picture of The Rock.
I did that on purpose. Yeah, I wasn't sure because I wanted to confuse people. Like,
well, you just had that picture saved on your phone, right? That was your wallpaper. So
I have
an
entire album of just.
Yeah. Yeah. So that makes sense.
As you know, we're weekend warriors, as are you.
Let us know what you guys are up to.
Please tell us, DM us. Two guys, one lapdog. Matt, what's your Instagram?
@_stablegenius. Twitter @_rumgoblin.
Very cool. You can go ahead and follow me @feedingthefrasers on Instagram if you would like. I post good content every day. Guys, we love you. We'll see you again on Tuesday. As always.
Yeah, have a good one.